I don't know if you had a chance today, if you were flicking through the Indo or looking at it online, you might have come across a piece by Niamh O'Reilly. And she's talking about gender disappointment, or that feeling of sadness when you discover the sex of your baby isn't what you expected. She says it's real. I should know. And I felt it. Niamh O'Reilly is with me in the programme today. Niamh, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Will you just explain the concept, first of all, Niamh, of gender disappointment to listeners?
Yeah, I guess it's something actually that's probably not talked about an awful lot. It's still something I think that's very much a taboo. But I think if you go onto any sort of mum's forum on the internet, you will find dozens and dozens of threads dedicated to this topic. And I suppose it's exactly how you described it there, really, Andrea. It's a sort of a sense, I guess, of sadness, perhaps, that, you know, maybe when you find out the gender of your baby and it isn't perhaps what you were expecting, or you might have envisioned having, you know, a boy or a girl, and then you find out you're not. And it's sort of, it can kind of hit you, I think, harder maybe than we realise, I think probably because it isn't spoken about. And I think there's a great deal of guilt and shame around feeling these feelings, because I guess the inference is that, oh, well, you know, you mustn't love your baby, or you're ungrateful, or any of these negative things attached to it. When in fact, what I found researching the piece, and I suppose with my own experience, is that it certainly wasn't a rejection of the baby I was actually having. But I suppose it was just more an acknowledgement, and maybe even, I don't know, a sense of grief or letting go of something that I imagined, a different life maybe that I imagined, or a different child that I imagined having. And I think it's okay to give mums the space to feel that, well, and not to feel shame around it, and just let them deal with it. In my own experience and the women that I spoke to for the article, it's very fleeting sort of emotion. It sometimes can be a bit of a shock to your system.
Yeah.
And you get your head around it, and then you're like, okay, yeah, I'm all right with this now, you know. But I just feel like we're not really encouraged to talk about it, because it is loaded with these sort of negative emotions and perhaps judgments. And I just think if we were given the space to say, you know, actually, I do feel a little bit disappointed about this, but I'll be all right, and I'll get over it. And when my baby comes along, I'm going to totally love him or her, and everything will be fine. And I think if we talked about it a little bit more openly, it would really help.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we're going to do today, because I can tell you, Niamh, in my 4 years, you know, of presenting the show, we've actually never talked about this before. It's something that has never come up on the programme. And that's why I was so fascinated when I read your piece this morning. I thought, you know, this is definitely something. And I've heard friends of mine chat about this privately, and all of the things you've explained, where there's nearly a feeling, there's a kind of feeling of fear that, you know, you shouldn't say it, or you can't say it.
You feel like people will immediately judge you negatively, because you feel like, and perhaps it's an internalized set of guilt. You think, oh God, I shouldn't, you know, I'm having a healthy baby, I shouldn't have anything but happy emotions here. But in fact, being pregnant, I mean, it's full of emotions, you know, from anxiety, you know, to worry, to perhaps even a little bit of sadness if you find out you're having, you know, a different baby to perhaps what you might have expected. And also, I think it's not just about that. I think there's a million different reasons that women might feel a little bit sad. Sometimes there can be things that have happened in the past. Perhaps they've gone through rounds and rounds of IVF. They may have lost babies, you know, to miscarriage or stillbirth. You know, there can be things in your past. Maybe, you know, your parents might have projected even something about wanting a boy or girl. Or there's so many things around this when you unpack it. And I think just talking about it and taking away the stigma, taking away any sort of misplaced sense of shame, would just totally help.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about your experience with it, Niamh.
Yeah, so I had a boy in late 2016, and that was all grand. And then I had my second baby in 2019 and went for my big scan. And of course, I had to find out, you know, if I was having a boy or a girl, because I had to be prepared either way. And they told me, I mean, it was fairly obvious from space that I was having a boy. He wasn't shy that day in the scan. And they said, you know, it's a boy. And I remember smiling outwardly, but inside I felt this really weird sense of, I don't know what it was, like deflation or something, but I didn't verbalize it because I felt, God, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling anything but happy here? And then in the next instance, the sonographer told me that I may have a potential complication, which thankfully I didn't. But at the time, it was a question mark. So I suppose in an instance, any sort of sense of disappointment or deflation was completely washed away. And I was just left hoping that my baby would be born healthy and well, which thankfully he was. But it was something that filled me with a lot of shame and a lot of guilt at the time for even thinking, even fleetingly, even thinking these thoughts.
Yeah.
And look, I got my head around it and very soon everything was fine. And I was really on board with the whole thing. And it was funny then, I got sort of strange comments from people. Like, I can remember, you know, going around the supermarket, like 8 and a bit months pregnant, you know, wheeling my toddler in the trolley. And there's nothing like starting a conversation with someone, you know, when you're pregnant, because they come over and naturally ask you questions, you know. And, you know, they'd ask, how far along are you and what are you having?
Mm.
And when I said I was having another boy, they almost like commiserated with me because I had, you know, my little other boy in the trolley with me. You know, they were sort of like, ah, oh, well, you know, you can try again and that sort of thing. As if for your family to be complete,
yes,
you have to have.
Well, society nearly tells you that. I see that on Instagram all of the time.
I know. And it's, I don't think anyone means any harm by it, but I think there is this sort of norm, as you say, maybe a cultural norm, that in order for you to have a so-called complete family, you need to have at least one of each, you know. And I think maybe subtly that might put pressure on people, you know, over the years to feel like, oh, well, I have to have one of each, you know. When it isn't true, you know, I mean, I'm so happy with my two little boys. I couldn't love them more. They're absolutely the children I was meant to have. And
yeah.
I'm so, so lucky and delighted. I love them.
Good.
And, it, you know, if anyone out there is going through the feelings of gender disappointment at the moment, maybe they've just had their scan or they've been told, you know, I would love to say to them, it's okay to feel those feelings. And in my experience, they'll pass. And when your baby comes along, really, what motherhood has taught me is that your baby's gender matters very, very little, your children's gender, because yeah, your kids first, really, and the gender is very secondary. So just to give hope out there to anyone.
Yeah, if there is anybody listening that's maybe feeling as you did back then.
And they don't want to verbalise it either, because
yeah,
they feel...
Oh, sure, I can imagine. I've no doubt, Niamh, we're going to get plenty of messages from people who've experienced this stigma. Stay with us, Niamh, if you don't mind. And thanks for sharing your experience. Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is on the line as well. You may have seen her post previously online, Modern Irish Mum. Lisa, have you experienced gender disappointment?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, definitely. And it's not something really I'm ashamed of saying, as Niamh said. It's a fleeting kind of thing, but I'm actually the proud mammy of four little boys. And something I never imagined. I myself, we got married in 2010. I have a cardiac condition that required open heart surgery for a second time after my fourth baby. But I kind of had a window there, you know, after we got married. It was kind of, you know, if you want to have your family, have them now. So I literally took that advice on board and our number was four. I always wanted four babies, a family of four. And I never saw how that dynamic would work, whether it was, you know, two boys, two girls. That never bothered me. I just always imagined I'd have a girl. I always imagined that daughter relationship. And when it didn't come again and again, I was like, oh my God, this is not going to happen. You know, so it really does. It really is a thing. I really have felt it. It is fleeting, but it is something very real. And I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. As Niamh said, I don't love my boys anymore. I don't imagine that I would love a girl anymore or my boys any less. It's just like that loss or that grieving of something I thought I would have.
It's down to that societal image of, you know, kind of what the world tells us the perfect family looks like.
No, I'm not really into societal images and I don't care what the world is telling me what I'm supposed to be doing. For me, it was very personal.
Okay.
It was very personal into you know, my history would be I've modelled for a long time. I previously represented Ireland at Miss Universe. You know, I'm a really girly girl that way. I imagined, you know, and I know it is very stereotypical of like, you know, oh, I'd love a girl for dresses and tights, because I know I have a niece. That does not happen. We cannot get that child into a dress. So, you know, I know that that's a very stereotypical, but I always just imagined that would, that's what it would be. I never imagined my house would be full of Hurleys and footballs and tractors and trailers. But, you know, if I had known what it would have been like, well, I would have taken it in the morning. But for me, it was very just personal. I didn't care of outside influences of what, you know, they thought. And I did have a lot of comments. Well, oh God, she must be going for the girl. Look at her again, you know, having another baby, because I had 4 babies in 4 years. But that was due to medically.
Yeah. And would people say that to you, Lisa?
Oh, absolutely.
Sure, of course they would. They'd say anything.
My 4th baby, I will never forget. I was over in Navan, because I live up in County Meath. I'm a Kerry woman, have to get that in there. But I was over in Navan one day, and I used to go into the shop that this lady knew I was having my 4th baby. She'd seen me. I used to bring the 3 boys with me everywhere. And I went in with my pram, and she said, oh my God, what did you have? And I said, another boy. And she said, oh, you must be so disappointed. To my face. And I just, you know what, I actually did turn around and I did bite back, because I lost 2 babies in between those 4 babies.
God,
I had a miscarriage, and my last pregnancy was a twin pregnancy, and I lost my son's twin. So I do sometimes believe, I wonder, were they my girls? Can I not have girls? You know, so I've had my own issue to deal with.
Yeah.
So I actually did bite back and I said, well, I lost his twin, so I am really, really not disappointed.
No.
And you know, my sons could not disappoint me at all. If I'd known the love kind of between a mother son relationship, oh my God, I would have taken it in the morning. But because I just had this thing of, you know, I'd love to have had a girl, that kind of overcast, you know, for a while.
Is it something, Lisa, you talked to friends or your partner about? The gender disappointment idea.
My partner most definitely, like my husband, who would have definitely known, you know, especially like I'll never forget having the 1st baby, and we didn't have a clue what it was, but I was 1000% convinced that this was a baby girl, and I nearly fell off the table when I said it was a boy, and he was ecstatic, and I was like, oh my God, I can't get my head around this. This was definitely supposed to be a girl. And you know, every pregnancy then, I think from the 3rd and 4th pregnancy, we found out what it was. We never told anyone, because I never wanted to have that reaction on the day that the baby was born. I never wanted that day to be like, you know, an inverted commas, a disappointing kind of thing. So I always had the time to deal with it, and it was done, it was over it. And by the time I was having baby, it was nothing but happiness, joy, excitement.
I should say as well, Niamh, there is a text in from a listener who says, you know, I'm listening to the discussion today. This is a thing for fathers as well, because I imagined a boy to bond with, but I have 4 daughters. And, you know, I'm over it now, but it did take me a long time, believe it or not, says this texter.
Yeah, I would think definitely. I mean, my husband, I when we had the 4th baby and we knew we were done, 4 was our number. And, you know, he said to me, look, I will never have a daughter to walk down the aisle with. So, you know, I do think fathers think of things like that. And I would imagine if we had 4 girls, you know, my husband would feel like that. But again, there are things you get over, but they are very real. In the moment. And I don't like, the thing I don't like about it is, it's like, you know, there's an insinuation that, you know, you love your child less because it's of that gender. It's nothing to do with that.
No.
It is the grieving of the what you thought you would have.
Listener says, when we got to the car after our 1st scan, my girlfriend said, all the world needs is another boy. I was fit to be tied after my sister losing her 1st baby only a couple of months beforehand. Tanya Sweeney, columnist at the Irish Independent, is with us here on the line as well. Tanya, why do you think there's so much stigma around talking about this issue?
Well, you know, as Lisa and Niamh have just said, you know, it's about, you know, what you think you're going to be getting. And the minute you find out you're pregnant, you understand that, you know, you start to envisage that life together. And, it, you know, as they say, you know, when you are told that that's going to look very different, you know, it's going to be a bit of a shock. And I think people do feel that, you know, in saying you are, you know, really hoping for a girl, really hoping for a boy, that you have a certain expectation of what parenthood is going to look like, you know. And obviously, parenthood is, it never looks the way it's going, you know. Don't go into it if you're going to expect it to look a certain way, because there are no guarantees, is the way that a lot of people would respond, or some people would respond to somebody admitting to gender disappointment. But you know, as Niamh and Lisa say, it's a very real thing. It's a very legitimate thing. And I think the best thing for a parent to do is to almost honour that feeling, as opposed to turn it inward and be ashamed of it, you know, because it never results in you thinking, oh, there's my son, and, you know, it should have been a daughter. No one ever feels like that. It's just you are readjusting your own expectations and the way you thought it was going to look, you know.
I imagine it probably is difficult to share it with, you know, with, maybe it's different in different friend groups, but probably with some people it can be a hard thing, I would imagine, to chat about.
I think some people misconstrue it and think that you're thinking of an Instagram version, you know. And I think a lot of the time gender disappointment has to do with the way you feel about yourself as a parent. I mean, I know when I had my daughter, you know, I didn't experience gender disappointment, but I did secretly hope that she was a girl, you know. And that was because I really felt I might not be able to relate to young boys, you know. Now, that's on me. Had she obviously been a boy, I would have very, very quickly gotten with the program.
Of course.
And had a great time, you know, I'm sure. But I think that's the thing. And I think, you know, especially, and you mentioned fathers there, you know, I do think a lot of fathers might be very wary of the prospect of raising a little girl. What's that going to look
well,
like?
Well, funny you say that. I'm literally just reading here, Tanya, as you're talking there. This texter: I cannot emphasise, and in capital letters, my relief at the birth of my two boys. The thought of having daughters absolutely terrified me. In this world as a father, I couldn't have handled a daughter facing such a hostile, dangerous world. But I know it's selfish to say that, says this dad.
I'd say a lot of people might feel the same. And I'm sure mothers might feel the same about, you know, they just think they will get on better with a girl because they have had those girlhood experiences. It's not always the case, obviously, you know. And I think once, you know, it is just a question of just working through these feelings and working through these maybe insecurities and doubts, you know. It all tends to work out on the other side, obviously, you know. But I think, you know, other people coming in with comments about, oh, you must be so disappointed to have a fourth son. Where are you going?
I know. People, if I've learned anything in the 4 years doing this, people are mad. There's no end, Tanya, to things.
There's nothing they won't say.
Yeah, that people feel that they can't say to a total stranger. Jill in Cork says, it's no secret that my mother-in-law gave up on having a daughter after six sons, but she's delighted with the daughters-in-law that have ended up with them. There's seven girls in my house, and my poor dad wanted to name my youngest sister Phil, so he'd have a boy name. Listener says, rather than feeling disappointed for a parent who is two of the same sex, I think it's a great advantage for siblings to be of the same sex. They're likely to have far more to share in childhood, in growing up, than in adult life together. Do you see that, Lisa, at home with the boys?
Oh, absolutely. Like, if I could envision, like, what my life would have looked like with four boys, I would have said, oh my God, give it to me in the morning. It is absolutely fabulous to watch. Now, they are, you know, the best of enemies. My God, I could come in and they could be kicking the heads off.
Yeah, I'm sure we all kill each other. Yeah.
You know, I see, like, the bond they have, the little connections between, like, say, my first to my third and my second and my fourth, and the little dynamics of their relationships. Like, it is just beautiful. And for me, they are a dream to raise at the minute. They're at a fabulous age, between 9 and 13 now, and they're just at a really enjoyable age. So yeah, I could see, and you know, it's not like a competition between boy mums and girl mums, whatever. I'm sure it's the exact same for all girl mums, you know, that I find that it is a lot easier, you know, that we can all just, we're all into the same thing. Like, my God, did I ever think I'd be a soccer mom? You know, I'm a GA woman. But, you know, it's and the joy that brings me is unbelievable.
Good.
I'm like a lunatic on the sideline.
You'll be here for one of the discussions some days now about pushy parents, Lisa, shouting from the sidelines as well. Niamh, you really started a conversation.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I think, you know, motherhood is still loaded with lots of these little taboos. And if there's one thing I do, it's I want to break them. I want to smash them. And I want motherhood to be something that isn't loaded with any sort of shame or stigma or anything like that. And I think it's great that we're talking about it and talking so openly.
Yeah, well, there's loads of messages coming in from listeners on this today. I'll just end on this final texter who says, listening to the discussion, I felt this hard with my first. We didn't find out the gender, but I was convinced that he was a girl. All of the old wives' tales pointed to a girl, but sure, they were all wrong. I couldn't reconcile my emotions, though, after he was born. It took me a while to connect with my son. On the way home from the hospital, I searched for forums discussing gender disappointment and realised that then I wasn't alone. Scouring these threads, I realised I was mourning the life I thought I was going to have with a little girl. But who's to say a girl would be interested in the things that I'd envisaged? Maybe she'd have no interest in doing all of the typical little girl things, and maybe my boy will. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. That's Niamh O'Reilly, Lisa O'Sullivan-Shaw and Tanya Sweeney. Thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.